You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah. Welcome back to The Wire. Homelessness is a significant issue in Aotearoa, and its pressures have only been heightened thanks to the cost of living crisis. While homelessness is a continuing issue, rates have increased over the last few months, and pressures have been particularly increased for the most vulnerable members of our society. I spoke to Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, Shiloh Groot, about the causes and potential solutions for homelessness in Aotearoa. So, we're going to be talking about homelessness today. We've seen homelessness in Aotearoa on the rise in recent months. What do we think might be causing this increase?
I don't think homelessness is a particularly new issue in our country, particularly with the signing of the treaty that has massively disrupted Māori communities. It's always been with us, but I do think we're seeing increases, and not even just recently, I mean, the previous decade in particular, we've seen heightened issues around homelessness. Some of that's around housing unaffordability, a lack of options to move into, living costs, discrimination in housing and rental markets, all sorts of reasons why people are particularly struggling to find appropriate and supportive housing options.
Yeah, and what are people doing to address the rise in homelessness? Obviously, there's been some initiatives here and there from this government and previous governments, but I guess what's being done that's actually addressing the issues on the ground?
Well, that's kind of the struggle. I think this particular government's very much focused on austerity, on very much around punitive measures and approaches. We've got an almost penal welfare system. I think the previous government, the issues they had was very housing-centric and not looking at supporting people into homes rather than houses. It wasn't always appropriate accommodation. Similar before governments before that was very much focused on almost punishing people for the conditions of their lives, despite that a lot of this is influenced by its economic conditions.
And then if we're looking at the main demographics, I guess, affected by homelessness in Aotearoa and cost of living crises, what might those demographics be?
I think it's quite a broad spectrum. I think homelessness is becoming more on the public consciousness because it's affecting more and more people outside of what we would almost assume to be the typical demographics. It's disproportionately impacting Māori, for sure, and Pacific peoples because they are disproportionately placed in lower socioeconomic groups that are already highly marginalised and stigmatised and excluded from a lot of our policy initiatives. So there's already issues there. And then we're seeing it also creep into more affluent groups who are struggling to accrue the capital outside of intergenerational wealth.
Yeah, and then if we're looking at solutions, I guess broadly and targeted, as you mentioned, towards those groups that might be suffering more from homelessness or might be feeling its effects at a higher level, if we're looking at those solutions, what might those look like, either from the government or from communities?
I think the communities, no matter which government is in power, no matter what, are always at the coalface of trying to support their community members. There's some incredible initiatives out there that are being led by young people, that are being led by all sorts of groups around how do we support our community, but they can't do it alone. So there is that where government needs to step in and resource appropriately, rather than this constant shifting goalposts from different governments which assume a power.
Yeah, you mentioned that the housing focus from the previous government and the penal measures from this government, they aren't really effective. What might be effective, I guess, from the government standpoint, intervening to try and reduce homelessness?
I think there's some things. Obviously, rent inflation needs to be addressed. Obviously, living cost inflation needs to be addressed. Some sort of ending speculation around property investment. There's all those very practical measures, but that are also very difficult that tend to be unpopular. You can look at stuff around living wages, even a universal basic income. There's really broad structural changes that do require a lot of commitment and effort. It's also working alongside and resourcing communities to support. There's many community organisations that do incredible work and have been doing so for decades and decades and decades. But there's a tendency for larger organisations to dominate. So it is about bringing everyone onto the picture on the same page.
Yeah, and we often see, narratives or arguments around homelessness, particularly in Aotearoa, where we have a lot of ideas around merit and worth. We see narratives that maybe some homeless people may be deserving or maybe not working hard enough to get out of the situation. How might those narratives, what's the truth to those?
I think that's partial. There's going to be, we're talking about homelessness as this huge and diverse population, and so, well, that might be part of the reality for some, where they might be struggling with those issues that New Zealand as a whole tends to be unsympathetic towards, like mental illness or substance abuse, that we tend to be a little less sympathetic towards versus someone who's fallen on hard times and who's just like us. So I think sometimes those personal individualistic narratives aren't necessarily helpful, but they are typically what seems to permeate a lot of public discussions, and it's a little bit harder to address the structural because it takes time and it can require significant change and it requires us all being on the same page or working towards a common goal.
That was Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, Shiloh Groot, speaking to me about the causes and potential solutions for homelessness in Aotearoa.
Why do you think less students are choosing to study at university?
Well, because being a student isn't sexy anymore.
The Wire. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.